this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Viagra, hit or miss? In this video, I'll show you how penis pump really work for ED, who should avoid them, and the safety step that make the difference between injury and a reliable erection. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED over 25 years. So let's dive back into it. Have you ever heard the penis pump? Let me know if you ever used the penis pump or heard of it before. What I find interesting in treating 7,000 men is about 95% of them do not know about the penis pump. I think it's the best equipment a man should know about. So this is a penis pump. The medical word term is vacuum erection device or vacuum assist erection device. What it is that it is a cylinder. And then when you do its lever, it creates negative pressure. And you put your penis through here, it creates negative pressure, which then suction the penis. And then it also pulls blood into the penis as well. So it gives the penis an immediate erection within minutes. So this is what it looks like. But I find that 95% of my patients don't know what that is. So let's dive into why you should use the penis pump if you have ED. Let's compare that head-to-head with even Viagra. So how it works is that the penis goes into this cylinder and then it gets distended with blood that is both from the artery as well as from the vein. And it's essentially giving you an artificial erection independent of Viagra, Cialis, or anything else. When an adequate erection is achieved, which is about maybe 85 to 90% of your erection, you can then pull down and put a penis ring at the base to trap the blood in there, and then the cylinder is removed. So for ED, the penis pump is purely a mechanical solution. It does not cure ED, but it reliably generates a usable erection in most men. And it's especially useful when you cannot take Viagra because severe vascular disease or certain medical condition. And it's actually very effective for men that had prostate removal or prostatectomy, because when your penis is engorged with blood in here, it improves oxygenation, meaning more oxygen. It reduces low oxygen-induced muscle atrophy, or a word for that is called hypoxia-induced apoptosis. And then the penis pump also limits fibrosis, which means scar tissue in the penis, and also prevent loss of length as well, too. So multiple benefits. So oxygen prevent muscle shrinkage. It prevents scar tissue development and prevent length loss. It's kind of like you don't use it, you lose it, okay? Where can you get the penis pump? You can get the penis pump at ednomore.com or check the link down below this video to get the penis pump so you can start exercising your penis again. Remember, you are only one pump away. So how you do it is that you would apply water-based lubricant. Yeah, make sure it's water-based lubricant to the base right here, and also on the inside of the cylinder as well. And you also want to shave also the base of your penis, but make sure that the base of the penis and the penis is well lubricated. But then you will slide this over, pull down your scrotum so your scrotum doesn't get suction into it. And then you will gradually use the pump, because this one has gauge here and you don't want to go over more than 10 millimeter mercury. I hope you see that gauge, more than 10 millimeter mercury. But most men will get result around 5 727-206-2727. Okay, Modern Man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that opens up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can, stronger testosterone and better erection. Now, the erection oftentimes feels cooler. It feels like a congested erection and somewhat a little bit less natural in appearance. And sometimes there's a hinge effect at the base and a little bit of swelling at the tip. Your penis is a functional for penetrative action. So the advantage of the penis pump, it is drug-free, fairly safe, relatively low cost. The only disadvantage is that you got to use it, got to find a private space to use it, is that there's potential bruising and some discomfort. So let's compare this head-to-head with Viagra. How Viagra works is that it increases nitric oxide in the penis to allow more blood flow. The penis pump it by negative pressure that draw blood in to the penis, and then you can coincide that with the penis ring as well. Now, this is important here. Pay attention to this. In men that take Viagra, it's effective in 60 to 80% with proper use. Now, for men that use a penis pump, 69% to 93% are satisfied with it. So it's even a higher percentage that use the penis pump, even like it more. And in fact, there was a study that was done that looked at men that use Viagra and the men that use penis pump. The men that used Viagra stopped the Viagra because they had a side effect and they switched over to using the penis pump. So satisfaction with the penis pump is actually higher than Viagra. But the convenience, the Viagra Vita, is the convenience and that is oral and that you can take it when sex. With the penis pump, you need setup and a little bit more interruptive and maybe take a little bit more time as well. But what's good about this is that you can do it the same day, the day that you plan to have sex, and it may even help you last a little bit longer, definitely help you with your erection. However, Viagra will cause a lot of side effects such as headache, flushing, blood pressure changes, and also visual changes versus the penis pump. It can cause bruising, maybe discomfort, and some a sensation called a cold penis. The penis pump is a natural solution and it's best used if you don't want a pill with systemic side effects, or that if you take Viagra, you have side effects as well. Or if you take Viagra or Cialis and it doesn't work for you, penis pump will be effective as well. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. Who shouldn't use the penis pump? Penis pump are safe for most men with ED, but there are a small group that you need to be cautious about. If you are on anticoagulation or blood thinner, bleeding disorder, you need to be careful. If you're on warfarin, if you're on blood thinner for your heart, and if you have an inherited blood bleeding disorder, then when using the penis pump, you have increased risk, bruising, hematoma or swelling, and internal bleeding. That's one thing. And then if you have sickle cell disease, then it will carry higher risk of clotting and even priapism, which is prolonged erection more than 4 hours, as well as bleeding. If you have Peyronie's that are more than 35 degrees curvature, then using the penis pump will increase risk of more trauma and pain. So you don't want to use that. You want to use this when you have about 35 degrees or less. If you have Peyronie's, you definitely want to mix this with a stem cell therapy, such as PRP injection into the scar tissue to release that curvature. And of course, you don't want to use it when you have an infection in the penis or an ulcer or skin irritation. And you don't want to use it when you have decreased sensation, such as like a spinal cord injury or severe neuropathy, where you start to have atrophy of the muscles in your hand and your legs as well. So that are the main reason. Other than that, it's very, very safe to use. And that the precaution you need to be aware of is that use a device that has a gauge, what this one does. And that trim the pubic hair at the base and use a water-based lubricant around the opening area here. Okay, make sure that you have good pressure down on the base of the penis against the pubic bone, and that you also do this while sitting at the edge of the bed or sitting at the chair or standing against the wall. And that if you have anticoagulant or bleeding disorder or sickle cell or major penile curvature, you should definitely get clearance first from your medical doctor. So something to think about as another safe alternative and natural alternative to ED without having to deal with the systemic effect or the side effects of Viagra or Cialis. Now, you can even combine the penis pump while taking Cialis or Viagra as well, too. Where can you get the penis pump? You can get the penis pump at ednomore.com or check the link down below this video to get the penis pump so you can start exercising your penis again. Remember, you are only one pump away. So I hope you guys find this helpful. I'm a big proponent of penis pump for men, especially for ED. Let me know your thoughts in the comment. I love to hear from it. And if you find this helpful and you would like to get more help with ED, you can click the link below and see how we can help you restore your sex life again and get rid of ED. Check the link below or go to the link that says renew with Dr. Ann, ANNE.com. And let's put ED behind you and move forward with a renewed sex life for you as well. So I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man. And just know that you have solutions. You are not broken. And we are here to help you. Okay, Modern Man. You are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.